Welcome to episode 1167 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Thank you for joining us as we take a deeper look at Jesus this week through various conversations that he has with people in the Bible. The setting is a joyful village wedding in Cana in the first century AD. Guests laugh and music fills the air. The feast is well underway. Mary, the mother of Jesus, approaches her son quietly as concern stirs behind her eyes.
Jesus, can I speak with you?
Of course, Mother. What troubles you?
They've run out of wine.
I noticed the worried servants. So the jars are empty?
Yes. And soon, everyone will know. The bride and groom, they'll be humiliated. It would be such a shame for their joy to end in public disgrace.
Why do you bring this to me?
Because I know who you are. I haven't forgotten what the angel said, or the song I sang when I carried you. I've pondered it all in my heart. I know your time is near, even if no one else realizes it.
Woman! What does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
Maybe not, but perhaps this is the beginning of it. I'm not asking for a sign for the crowd. I'm asking you to reveal your heart, to show them what I've always known, that when you are present, lack becomes abundance.
I see that you trust me.
With all that I am.
Then let it be as the Father wills.
Servants? Yes. You two, come quickly. This is my son. Do whatever he tells you.
Yes.
Fill the jars with water.
Whatever he tells you.
Water is drawn and fills the jars.
Now, draw some out and take it to the master of the feast.
They do. The master tastes the wine and he is amazed. This wine, served later in the festivities, is better than what had been served before, better than anything he has ever tasted. Later, as the celebration continues, Jesus and Mary stand to the side.
They're calling it the best wine they've ever tasted.
And so it begins.
Will they understand?
Not yet, but in time. Today's joy will one day lead to a darker cup. The wine of celebration will become the wine of sacrifice.
There is something tender and powerful about beginnings. The Gospel of John doesn't start with the birth of Jesus, but with his divine identity as the Word made flesh. And yet, when Jesus begins his public ministry, he does not start with a sermon or a healing or a dramatic confrontation. He begins at a wedding, in Cana, with his mother. The first sign Jesus performs is not in the temple, but at a table. Not in front of crowds, but among friends. And it is here, in a moment of social embarrassment and hidden opportunity, that we hear one of the most important instructions in all of Scripture from the lips of Jesus' mother. Do whatever he tells you. Mary likely had a significant relationship with the family hosting the wedding, possibly as a relative or a close friend. This would explain the following: her presence. It wasn't unusual for family and close acquaintances to attend such celebrations. Her awareness of the problem. That she knew they were running out of wine suggests she was involved or close enough to the host to be aware of such behind-the-scenes issues, which might not be apparent to every guest. Her concern, her desire to alleviate the family's embarrassment, points to a personal connection rather than just being an ordinary guest. Her influence over the servants, her instruction suggests a level of familiarity or authority within the household context. Or at least a trust from the servants that she wouldn't make an outlandish request without reason. The wedding celebration is in full swing until an unexpected problem arises. They run out of wine. Jewish wedding celebrations in that era often lasted for 7 days. This was a period of great feasting, joy, and community gathering. If the wine had run out with days remaining in the planned celebration, this would have been a significant social embarrassment for the host family. In Jewish culture, running out of wine at a wedding was more than a catering issue. It was a symbol of shame, a failure in hospitality, and a stain on the couple's new life. For Mary to bring this problem to Jesus is not just about logistics. It is a moment of faith. She does not tell him what to do. She simply tells him there is a need. Mary tells Jesus that there is no wine, and Jesus responds,
"Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
At first glance, his response may seem dismissive, but Jesus is not rejecting Mary. He is shifting the frame. He is moving from familial ties to divine purpose. Yet in her response, Mary shows unwavering trust. She turns to the servants.
"Do whatever he tells you."
Mary does not argue. She does not pressure. She trusts. She hands over the moment to Jesus, knowing he will act in wisdom and love. Her words to the servants are for us as well. Do whatever he tells you. Even when we don't understand what Jesus is doing, even when his timing seems off, even when his ways are mysterious, Mary doesn't know how Jesus will respond. She simply trusts that he will, that he can, that he cares. Jesus instructs the servants to fill 6 large stone jars with water. Each jar holds 20 to 30 gallons. He tells them to draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. Somewhere between the filling and the tasting, the water becomes wine. And not just any wine. The master of the feast declares it the best. This is no small miracle. This is abundance. This is transformation. Jesus takes what is ordinary, water, and turns it into something extraordinary, wine. He takes what is insufficient and makes it overflow. He takes shame and covers it with glory. This is what Jesus does, and he does it quietly, behind the scenes. Most of the wedding guests never know. The servants know, Mary knows, the disciples know, and they believe. The miracle at Cana is about more than wine. It is about the beginning of Jesus' signs, the unveiling of his glory, and the kind of Savior he is. Jesus is not just a problem solver, he is a transformer. He doesn't just restore the situation, he redefines it. He doesn't just avoid shame, he reveals glory. In our lives, there will be moments of lack. We will run out of strength, of answers, of joy. And in those moments, the quiet instruction of Mary comes back to us.
Do whatever he tells you.
Even if it means filling jars with water when what you need is wine. Even if it means waiting when you want action. Even if it means surrendering control. Jesus can be trusted. His timing is perfect. His provision is abundant. His glory is revealed not only in the big dramatic miracles, but in the intimate spaces of everyday life. Let's get deep. What this teaches us about Jesus. Jesus cares about ordinary life. He begins his public ministry not in the temple, but at a wedding. He affirms joy, community, and celebration. He steps into human need with compassion. Jesus responds to faith. Mary's quiet trust moves the story forward. She doesn't need to control the outcome. She simply brings the need to Jesus and trusts him. Jesus brings the better wine. He doesn't offer a substitute. He brings the best. In him, we find not just enough, but abundance. Life to the fullest. Jesus works quietly, but powerfully. Many never knew what had happened that day. His miracles often happen in hidden ways, in hearts, in quiet acts of grace. What jar is Jesus asking you to fill? Where in your life is there lack? Where are you tempted to panic or hide? What is Jesus asking you to do, even if it seems ordinary or confusing?
Fill the jars with water. Draw some out. Take it to the master of the feast.
The servants obeyed without knowing the outcome. And because they obeyed, they witnessed the miracle. You don't have to understand everything. You only need to trust the one who does. John tells us that this was the first of Jesus' signs, and through it he revealed his glory. It was the beginning, but it pointed to the end, to another cup, to another moment when wine would be poured out, not in celebration, but in sacrifice, to the cross. The wine of Cana points to the wine of communion. The feast points to the table. The joy of the wedding points to the joy of the Lamb who redeems his bride. And it all begins with a need, and a mother who says, "Do whatever he tells you." Father, you are the one who meets us in our need and works through your Son to bring transformation. Thank you for sending Jesus, who turns water into wine, sorrow into joy, and emptiness into abundance. Teach us to trust you deeply, to obey even when we don't understand, and to believe you are working behind the scenes for our good and your glory. Let our lives reflect the quiet faith of Mary and the willing obedience of the servants. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.